KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's October 31st, Halloween 2017. With the city's growing transient population as the main topic, Jackson Police Chief Scott Morrison recently met with Main Street merchants to discuss the issues. The chief acknowledged that the homeless phenomena is a very complex regional issue that Jackson seemed to shoulder the brunt of. Chief Morrison clarified that with regulation changes over the years, local law enforcement agencies have lost many avenues to effectively control the transient population. According to Morrison, although transients loiter in front of any store can be a nuisance to the business owners and the customers, loitering is not a criminal offense, and the police cannot interfere with a person's right to just wander. When asked about possible homeless encampments within the city limits, Morrison told the group they are illegal and the police can and have taken enforcement actions. Morrison also noted that many transients suffer from conditions such as substance abuse or mental disorders and require help that his officers have gone above and beyond the call of duty to help. Some merchants also voiced concerns about the new health clinic on Mission Boulevard attracting drug abusers from out of the area. Chief Morrison said although he does not anticipate an influx of crimes due to the clinic, the police department is prepared to handle any criminal issues.
Yeah, the National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement announcing a Pacific storm forecast impacting the Motherlode and Sierra Nevada later this week. Now, rain is expected by Thursday evening with the bulk of the precipitation, along with breezy conditions, expected Friday night through Saturday. Significant rainfall possible in the Motherlode, 1 to 4 inches. Snow levels will initially be above 6,500 feet on Friday, but lower to 4 to 5,000 on Saturday behind the cold front. According to the National Weather Service, several feet of snow possible over the high terrain, which could impact travel. Drive carefully, be aware of rain slick roads and any localized flooding from leaf clogged drains.
A San Andreas woman was arrested for attempted murder following a shooting incident over the weekend. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, around 5:30 Saturday evening, deputies responded to the Oak Shadows Mobile Home Park in San Andreas for a report of a shooting. Upon arrival, deputies learned that there was a domestic dispute between a 50-year-old man and the alleged suspect, Carol Soros, both of whom live at the mobile home park. Witnesses reported hearing an argument prior to the single gunshot. Sheriff's detectives learned that Soros allegedly shot the victim through a doorway as he was standing outside Soros' mobile home. The victim sustained minor injuries to his face and later sought treatment on his own. The two were allegedly arguing over a vehicle prior to the gunshot. Carol Soros was arrested for attempted murder and inflicting corporal injury and was booked into the Calaveras County Jail. Her bail was set at $2 million.
And a Burson woman charged with killing her husband and shooting her granddaughter at their Burson home back in 2013 will stand trial in Calaveras Superior Court. Following a 20-minute competency hearing Friday, Judge Tim Healy ruled Charity Fort could understand proceedings and would be able to assist in her own defense. Now, according to court documents, on October 16th of 2013, when deputies arrived at the home, they found Ford's husband, Randolph Ford, face down in the driveway. He was allegedly shot during an argument between the couple when Charity confronted him and accused him of cheating on her. Inside the home, Ford's granddaughter, Brittany McGee, was found with a non-fatal gunshot wound. Also present at the time of the shooting, McGee's 5-month-old son. Now, Ford was charged on 3 felony counts related to murder, attempted murder, and child endangerment. She pleaded not guilty to all 3 allegations in 2014 and has remained in custody at the Calaveras County Jail on $3 million bail since the incident. Ford's trial expected to begin in mid-2018.
Well, 3 people were injured in a 2-vehicle accident Friday afternoon on Highway 88. According to the CHP, just before 2, Scott Sharp was traveling eastbound on Highway 88, driving a pickup truck and towing a travel trailer, while another vehicle, driven by Jason Powell, was traveling northbound on a private driveway approaching the highway. Powell didn't see the approaching vehicle and pulled onto the highway directly in front of Sharp, and the two vehicles collided, causing major damage to both. The impact crushed the driver's side door of Powell's vehicle to the point the jaws of life were needed to extract him. Powell and his passenger, Janet Thomas, were taken to Sutter Amador Hospital with minor injuries. A passenger in Sharp's vehicle was treated at the scene.
And the El Dorado National Forest will burn 169 acres, approximately 4 miles northwest of Kirkwood this week, as long as weather conditions allow. Now, the burn is part of a multi-year ecological restoration project in partnership with El Dorado Irrigation District and Sierra Nevada Conservancy. A total of 8,800 acres will be burned over the next 10 to 15 years, with the goal decreasing the risk of wildlife in the Caples Creek watershed that provides a vital community water supply for 110,000 people in El Dorado Irrigation District's service area. Now, the area to be burned is located on a ridge in the upper watershed near Buck Pasture and Hay Flat. Approximately 40 firefighters will conduct the upcoming prescribed burn using hand ignition within established control lines. Short-term smoke is expected. Any sensitive individuals encouraged to reduce their exposure, avoid smoky areas, close windows, or stay indoors. Now, drift smoke is not expected to be a factor here in Amador County. Details and a map of the burn area available online at the Forest Service website.
Well, today is the deadline to purchase tickets for the Amador Chamber of Commerce Business Person of the Year dinner. This year, the Business Person of the Year is Dan Barnett. Dan's career in Amador County began in 1964 when he became editor of the Amador Dispatch. He went on to eventually own the paper, merge the Amador Dispatch with the Amador Ledger and Ion Press. Also, he started the Buy and Sell Press and the Fun Times. Dan also is credited with getting the Argonaut football field up and running and playable, and was also a volunteer youth coach for over 20 years. Dan is still very active. Dan is still very active. That's what I wanted to say. Dan is still very active in a number of local service groups and organizations. The Business Person of the Year dinner will be held next Thursday. That's November 9th at the Jackson Rancheria Grand Oak Ballroom. Tickets may be purchased at the chamber office or online at AmadorChamber.com.
And don't miss the Halloween fun along Main Street Jackson today. Put on your costumes, head on over to Historic Main Street for trick-or-treat, then the Jackson Lions Club Parade. Trick-or-treating on Main starts at 4. The best costume contest takes place at the firehouse at 5. Then 5:30, the annual Halloween parade winds down Main Street to the Civic Center, where the Jackson Lions Club will hand out bags of candy to kids. Everyone, even Leland, gets a hot dog. And don't forget, check out the Haunted Hub, courtesy of Acra. Open today from 4 to 9.
And don't forget, Amador County businesses, costume up and post a pic and win pizza. Today, post a picture of your costumed business. If you and your employee friends are going to be dressing up. I don't know, who do we send this to? Do we dress this to business owners or people at the business?
I'd say both. Hey, people at the business, everybody. Dress up. Business owners, send it in. I imagine an employee could send this in as well.
Well, like over there at Matic Vukovic, look at the costumes that they've got on right now. Those are some of the scariest costumes that I have seen in a long time. They're going to take their picture and enter the contest, I know.
Look at Kate.
So you do the same thing.
I can't tell from across the street here, but man, she's got one heck of a costume. Must have taken hours to get ready.
Just like Bo, kind of.
For that. Oh, anyway, geez, that's scary.
Post a picture of you and your business on the Amador Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. Who knows? You could be the winner. The judging will take place tomorrow, and then we'll announce the winners. This is sponsored by Kevin and the Buy and Sell and all of us here at KVGC. We thought it'd be a little fun. So, anyway, a little Halloween fun there.
Hey, back in 1938, Orson Welles began adapting classic literature for radio, complete with live sound effects. Well, Main Street Theater Works continues to pay homage to Welles as they present their 7th annual live radio show, Around the World in 80 Days, November 4th and 5th. Now, to give you a taste of what to expect, right here on KVGC, we'll air MSTW's past live production of Dracula Halloween Night at 7 p.m. For more information on the show and this year's live radio show production, visit mstw.org. And my Dracula voice, not quite as good as yours.
No. I'm not even going to get into it. So, and that's it. That's a look at the news.
Ooh, the hot dogs.
The news for a Tuesday. That's it. Local news on a Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.